Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back in, you beautiful, sexy people of Houston. All of you are. All right, not all of you are, but most of you are. A good amount of you are.
Yeah, girl.
Sexy in your own way. Damn it. We appreciate you joining The Drive with us as we are having a good time on this Monday, being back from a little bit of a little holiday weekend, and that potentially may not be great for the next part of this show. We were challenged by Tyler, and I don't like to disappoint Tyler that much, because I know he doesn't like to disappoint us.
And I just don't like feeling disappointed.
He doesn't like feeling disappointed. And
it's not my favorite.
I knew Monday when we decided we were looking at this. I'm thinking, boy, this is a 4th of July weekend. This could get hazy here. I'm certain, Clint, you were at 246 last week. And I was at 296.4, 296.8, something like that. We do our weigh-ins every week. Clint is attempting to get into the 230s. He was at 246 last time we saw. I started at 310, 296 last time we were in here. I'm having a hard time cracking that 290 spot. I'm with you, Clint. I don't expect to see that here this time. But we do our weigh-in every Monday. And also, we enjoy people who decided to jump in with us on this. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in where you are right now since we have started this. But Clint, you gonna do it first? You ready?
Yeah, I'll get on there. Get on there.
I don't know, man.
Hang tight.
You don't sound real calm.
Well,
I don't like the tone in which this weigh-in is starting out.
Get light. I'm stripping. That's not
244.8 coming off July 4th. Still not to my, what was my low? 243.
Yeah, especially you talking about, you thought this thing would
I thought it was going to be rough.
Would get hairy. That, actually. You thought this thing would get hairy in here. The 8th ain't starting.
Moment of truth.
The moment of truth. Get them 8s rolling things across there, baby. 244.8. 244.8 down a couple. 244.8 down a couple. Where you at, Ryan? Where you at? Them numbers settling in on you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, that don't sound real promising.
It's not bad. 293.
293? Well, hell, 293. Well, it was 297 or something last time.
296. Right? 296 last time. 293.
Look, damn at it, us, man. Moving in the right direction.
Moving both in the right direction, so I'm not going to roast you,
baby.
What happens when I leave here? I weighed myself earlier today at 292.
Oh.
Drinking too much water in there, man.
We got to figure out a. I'm telling you, Monday weigh-ins are tough for me, man.
Nothing worth doing's ever been easy.
That is a good point.
Are you trying to change the weigh-in date?
I absolutely am.
713-572-4610. Do you want to hear? We'll hear out Clint's change the weigh-in date. The Mondays are. I feel like they are the toughest. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, 244, up one.
I'm not going to kill y'all, man.
293.7.
But it's time to get serious.
Down three. Now we got that that holiday out the way. Don't think I have anything coming up. I don't think so. My mother-in-law, she's been in the house for the last three weeks. That chicken pot pie, boy, that tore me up.
I'm moved in the right direction.
I had seconds too, man.
Well, I mean, here
Kick Rock said Monday was the deal.
Well, that's fine. I mean, if that's the deal, it's the deal. I mean,
text line coming through started at 359, now down to 332.
See, progress, baby. Yeah. Progress. Here's the deal. Here's where I'm at. It's not about.
Sorry, I did strip off that shirt, folks.
Don't be sorry. Be careful. That was nice.
Sorry,
you didn't get to. Yeah, you didn't get. To, I didn't notice. I left it.
No, I get it in there.
You had it in there.
Sorry.
I need some motivation. Because I'm going to be honest, Monday weigh-ins,
okay.
It doesn't motivate me throughout the week.
What? All right. What day is... Rob says Monday creates the most accountability.
I ain't no doubt about that. You got to be accountable over
what, the weekend. All right, let's hear it out. What day?
I mean, Friday's the weigh-in day, typically. But I'll do Mondays.
Fridays?
I'll stay so with
you,
Mondays.
You like Fridays?
I think Fridays I could be, because it's easier for me to be disciplined and work out and be on a schedule during the week than it is to discipline, work out, and be on a schedule.
You want to do this on the road? Because there are many Fridays that we are out coming up, especially
football Fridays are about to return.
Oh, I ain't got no problem doing it on the road.
I'm just saying, like, are you?
I got no problem doing it on the road because I'll do it at 3 o'clock and then I'll have some beers with the people.
And then let it ride.
I got a week to work it off.
Let it ride.
See?
That's
right.
Let it ride.
Look, now we can stick Mondays a deal.
So I'm, what are you? Here we go. Monday. We got Mondays and Fridays. Ray said Friday is the only other option, honestly. Where are you? You know what? We'll let Tyler decide. Tyler Milner, the third member of this show. You decide. Mondays is where we are right now, or Fridays. What do you want to do?
Y'all's asses need to adapt, stay at Monday, and start putting in some work.
Okay.
All right, so we're staying at Mondays.
You hear me in there?
It's going to be hard for me to crack 240 on the after weekend.
You got this, man. Hell, you dropped. You went. You had a 12.
Come on, 12 man.
12-weight swing. 12-pound swing. You had the 14, 7.
14.
Check that. 14, sorry.
We knew this was going to be tough coming into it.
Yeah.
No, I yeah, look.
Weekend accountability weigh in and end of week progress. Somebody talking about Monday and Friday.
I think that'd be smart.
Really?
I think that'd be smart.
Other
than it'd be really obvious what we do on the weekend.
Oh, I know it, man. That's what I'm saying. We go in there Friday. Man, wow. Man, you're down 5 pounds for Monday.
We going to Las Vegas.
And come back in.
Come back in and gain 10.
People are texting in. Where are you at? Someone, congratulations to you have lost weight. A couple of people texting in. They have lost weight. So please run in. So we'll stay with Mondays, according to our executive producer of The Drive.
Oh, hard-ass Tyler.
I want to see some big numbers
now
next
everybody
week,
out there sees who the real hard-ass is. Tyler likes to try to be Mr. Social, Mr. Don't Give a Rip. You see the hard-ass is.
Yeah, the hard-ass is.
I never want to put out there that I don't give a rip.
He runs a tight ship now. He runs a tight ship. You know what I mean? So Mondays it is. All right. 293.6. Come on, Ron.
Focus, guys.
I mean, what does a 2.8 something look like? Jesus.
We got some pictures of it.
Yeah, I am shaking. That's another thing, man. I was rolling through it, boy.
But you're weighing naked at home and then coming in here with clothes on. So there's your pants.
I am weighing in draws at the crib. It was a 292. 292.4. At the house. Different scale. 292.4.
That may have a little something.
Lauren Mack says, get with it, fellas. Okay. He's a good friend keeping y'all accountable. Thank you, Tyler.
Trying.
He's trying to ruin my weekend. That's okay.
Made a little more effort on that end.
All right. Speaking of accountability, the Rockets. I don't know if that had anything to play with why they made the move with Cam Whitmore, but they have traded him to the Washington Wizards. The full what we know of the trade, the Wizards traded the back two second round picks. If you remember, they lost five in the trade with Kevin Durant, but two second round picks and Cam Whitmore goes to Washington, where it should be right on time for him. Boy, he should be able to get all the shots he wants. He should be able to do it all, with the Washington Wizards right now. So he goes there. Here is Rockets GM Raphael Stone on his thoughts on what went into trading Cam Whitmore.
I just think, yeah, we're just not a developmental team right now. It's really like we wanted to provide Cam with the opportunity to do in his career what we still believe he very much can do. So I think Cam's insanely talented, really nice young man, and wanted to provide him an opportunity to go home and be in a situation where he could really play through mistakes in a way that we never could afford him just in the iteration of the Rockets that he joined.
All right, makes a lot of sense what he said there. We're not in a developmental stage right now, and they are in a let's go try to get a ring on our finger stage. Let's put a banner in the Toyota Center stage. Let's have a parade in Houston stage is where they are, and that's what goes into the decision they made there. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. I guess the way to kind of kick this thing off, do you think this is a mistake move by the Rockets and potentially will be something that they will eventually regret moving on from Cam Whitmore?
No, I don't think it's a mistake, and no, I do not think they regret it. I think, and by the way, tip to cap to Ime Udoka, I mean Rafael Stone. I mean, what a legit, transparent delivery of what in the hell was going on with Cam Whitmore. Absolutely. He needs time to play and develop and develop through mistakes, and we just weren't able to afford him that, and so we're going to put him in a place where he feels like he can do that. I don't know if Washington's the place, but clearly I guess being home for him was important maybe. I don't know. But what a tip to cap to Rafael Stone for not trying to talk around his elbow to get to his mouth and just putting it out there. That number one. But number two, to answer your question, Ron, no, I don't think at all the Rockets, will look back on this as a mistake, and we as Rockets fans will look back on it as a mistake. I think this is probably the very, very same, similar, maybe not same, but similar reasons why Jalen Green is in Arizona. That Jalen got more of an opportunity than Cam did, obviously. But this team is not in a position right now to wait. The bigger message here is we are not in a position here to wait and see if guys can develop. We're in a position to go win a championship. And if
well, he couldn't get on the court last year.
Right. But
he's not getting on it.
To me, I'd be willing to bet you it's all for the same reasons that Jalen Green ain't here. The inability to read defense. Like, those guys can go get a bucket on a given night, typically if it's AAU ball, ISO ball type stuff, but Ime Udoka wants him to run an offense, and ultimately they're not ready to do those things, so they're no longer here. But I don't think that Cam Whitmore is going to be a move. Trading Cam Whitmore is going to be a move they look back on and think, man, what if? Or boy, we shouldn't have made that move.
Yeah, I don't think it's a mistake move. And now, I think there's a chance that potentially it may be a move that some fans regret. Because, listen, will I be surprised if Cam Whitmore puts up numbers in Washington? No. Depends on what those numbers look like, right? LaMelo Ball is putting up big numbers in Charlotte. But, you know, is it really, you know, not all his fault, but how much is that going towards winning?
Right.
Will Cam Whitmore be somewhere where he is a part of an organization and a team that is about winning? Right. I think we could look over there and Cam is averaging 20 a game or something like that for a Washington team that's not doing a lot of winning that I think may get some fans in that space. I don't think it's a mistake move, though, however, at all right now, because, like I said, I think he found issues being able to play on this team last year. And I think there are probably, and I think a big part of that is not necessarily his talent. There was some sort of a disconnect with what the head coach and the guy who was running the show, Ime Udoka, wanted from him that he didn't bring to the table. And I believe Ime Udoka and the Rockets, who know more than we do, who know more than you do, because, yes, Cam Whitmore, you never know what's going to be a polarizing conversation piece, but Cam Whitmore, which generally the guy who didn't even get put in the first group of mop-up time in a playoff blowout, that's not generally one of the most polarizing players, but he is. For some reason, he elicits a response from many Rockets fans. But I think clearly they who know more than we do saw the writing on the wall saying this is not something that we think is going to get to a place where we need it. And he is just going to end up sitting on the bench again instead of not working for us, not getting time for himself. So they make the move on that. I understand where it comes from, where it's come from. And clearly, as I said, they know more than we do. And they clearly see whatever they need him to do to be a part of the program, to get on the floor, they don't see that turning. All right, text line coming through. Kick Rock, Stone blowing smoke. They could have done the same thing with Reed Sheppard by that logic. I think it is a difference with the third overall pick after 1 year than what Cam Whitmore is about. And I do think there is a specific place potentially for Reed Sheppard on the court for this team. I don't know that they clearly don't see that space for Cam Whitmore, or they wouldn't have made a move for 2 first-round picks. And I trust their judgment in that. I do. I trust their judgment in that. All right. We'll let you know. Boy, this ought to be interesting. The lineup out tonight. I mean, good hell. The lineup is out tonight. We told you Christian Walker is on the paternity list. We told you Jake Myers is probably injured. Wait till you hear this lineup to face the Cleveland Guardians coming up. And we will also we'll see if Clint's ready to change his tune on something with Joe Espada. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we are continuing to roll live here. Not bad coming off the 4th of July weekend. Clint went to the Hill Country. And think about it, last time you went to the Hill Country, I think it was maybe a 10 spot you threw on. And now today, just plus one.
From my lowest? I lost from last week.
I'm just talking from last. Oh, did you? You're right. You were 46 last week.
46-7 last week, and I'm 44-8.
Yeah, down 2 this week. And I'm down 3 to 293.6, something like that. From 296.4 to 293.6, so close to 3 pounds there. And so we both lost 5 total this week, and trying to get aggressive next week. Now we ain't got no holiday or anything, you know, in our way to hold us back. As Tyler says, it's always going to be something. The lineup is out. And as you know, Jake left a game this weekend with the calf tightness. So that's one to watch. And then he's heating up a bit here. That's Christian Walker. He is on the paternity list. And so he is out of the lineup today. And here is the Astros lineup for today. Paredes will lead off. Okay, that's been the thing. Now Cam Smith moves up to the 2 spot, Clint.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting 286, by the way.
Speed.
Cam.
Altuve is in the 3 spot.
Hot.
Yiner Diaz is catching back in the cleanup spot today. And with Christian Walker out on paternity list, Victor Caratini is at first base today. And old Coop Hummel, he is the DH batting after Caratini.
Hummel or Hummel?
I think it's Hummel. Okay. I think that one's Hummel. Okay. And then this one is Trammell.
Okay. Got it. Yes. Trammell.
Trammell is playing left field and batting behind Hummel. So Hummel is the DH and Trammell is the left fielder. And
short
then,
dog.
And then old Zach Short is back at it again. He is at short tonight. So somehow there is no Altuve in this because Corona. Who's Corona, Clint? Tyler, you got Corona? Is it Kennedy?
Yes, he just got called up.
Oh, Kennedy Corona, huh?
It's, mm-hmm. It's a beer from south of the border that's been enjoyed by many.
Including Framber.
Kennedy, yes, Corona.
It's great. Framber's favorite. Go swell Framber up. Yeah. Kennedy Corona?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What a name. That is solid.
Robert probably just looked at this kid and smile.
I don't even know what they look like, but I bet that fella there, with a name like Kennedy Corona, you got to be hell on wheels in the streets.
Venezuelan kid.
Oh, even better. He's got to be hell on wheels in the streets. What you got? What's he bringing to the table?
That's Kennedy right there.
A tad bit of a boxer, maybe.
Yep, 5'10", 189. Okay, go ahead and push him up to 190.
Looks like Kennedy's got a great name. He's a hell of a baseball player.
Yeah, so he'll make his debut. He'll make his debut tonight. So Paredes, Smith, Altuve, Yiner, Caratini, Hummel, Trammell, Short, and Corona. And y'all want me to lineups.
Tyler, you taking the over?
And y'all want me to do lineups.
You taking the Astro over?
I am.
Really?
Yep. Funny you ask. Funny you ask. That arrow's pointing straight up.
What is it? What is it at? A little early.
3.5.
In your mind, how do you...
I mean, you got 4 bats that wouldn't even be on the team.
In your mind, like this Hummel, Trammell, Short, Corona, that finish. In your mind, how do you see them getting a 4?
I mean, it's 4 runs, not 40. I mean, and they are professional baseball players. It's doable. I'm on a heater.
You said Altuve's hot. Altuve will stay hot. Yiner's kind of hot. Cam, all right. I will say this. The Cleveland Guardians have been sucking all kinds of ass. They're on a 10-game losing streak right now. Clint, they are 6-24 in their last 30. By the way, they are still 10 games ahead of the Chicago White Sox in the division. They've lost 10 in a row, 6-24 in their last 30, yet they're still 10 games ahead of the White Sox.
What if I told you?
In their division. So they have been stinking it up. The Guardians have been. So maybe that is help for them. But this ain't no lineup. This ain't no lineup that Dana and Joe the captain ever thought about putting out.
I'm trying to do the best I can.
And this is why, Clint, he is going to be the runaway manager of the year. I think there are a couple of things that is accepted. That O'Neill Cruz character, he is going to win the Gold Glove in center field in Pittsburgh. He just threw somebody out 105 miles an hour. That will not get let go. That cat that went over and robbed whoever that was in Oakland, he's going to win the Gold Glove in center field. And Joe, the captain, Espada, is going to be the runaway manager of the year in the American League. Clint Sterner, you ready to give him his flowers?
Yeah, yes, I've given him his flowers.
You ready? No. Are you ready? Are you no longer? You got to say this out. You got to say this. You got to put it on the table.
That was a no-brainer for me.
Put your hog on the table. Ooh. You're a natural hog. Well, put your hog.
It is natural. I don't know if it's comparable.
At 18 years old, you were a natural hog.
Yes, a little younger than that, but yeah.
You have for a while, and I was with you, and I jumped off the train. You had called that man a number two.
Yes.
You had said he is a number two.
100%.
Are you ready with now new evidence to give him the credit that he deserves to change him from being a number two to being a number one? Is he a number one guy now for you, Joe Espada? Oh, God. Tyler.
And they say no.
He still can't do it. He still can't.
That was a no-brainer for me.
You're not ready. You're still not ready. So, what flowers are you willing to give him now?
I'm good. I'm good. What do you mean first guy? Like, is he a manager?
He is a number. For a while, you called him a number two, like he was a bench coach, and I was with you. And now he is.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with stepping into that that territory.
Tyler, he is being drugged. Ooh. By a tow truck across the
not a big
line.
Joe guy.
No, I think he has done an unbelievable job this year. What we are watching, what we're in the midst of watching, is unbelievable. And there is no way, no how, that you can exclude the manager and what he's meant to this team across the board. with the Astros. I mean, the we hear it being talked about. Even people that don't want to admit it are having to talk about it on national TV about the Astros clubhouse and the Astros chemistry and how these young guys have been, again, introduced to the clubhouse. And it just seems to be organization-wide of just – how the chemistry is a huge plus, and how these guys, the coaching, these young guys are just showing up and showing out. There's no other way to look at it other than the staff that Joe's put together is I mean, bearing serious fruit. I'm okay with that. What Joe is doing right now.
He's a number one.
I don't think anybody would say that. Hey, look, let's figure out. Let's wait and see who Joe Espada really is.
Somebody texted and said he's in a conversation of being the best coach or manager in this city.
Well, no, I'm not going to give him credit for the culture, but I give him credit for being a manager of a team and keeping the culture rolling. Now, Joe Espada's got a 2-year window here, and last year I'm just guilty of last year going, hey man, just because they dug out of a hole that they created doesn't put the manager on the map. This is the kind of thing, in my opinion.
Is this different from last year?
Hell yeah, it is. This absolutely justifies and I think speaks volumes for Joe Espada and the manager that he can be moving forward. We still got a very small sample size. I don't believe last year was a shining moment. I don't think last year was a shining moment. This right here is a game changer for a manager. This is a contract extending type performance for a manager.
Are you 100% behind Joe Espada, the captain? Are you 100% behind him, like to a point where you think he is a, and I'm not asking you this, Clint, the people, you've explained your thoughts. Are you 100% behind the captain, Joe Espada, and are you to a point where you think he is an advantage on the bench? Do you feel like he's becoming an advantage? Because I think he is going to win manager of the year. I think there would have to be a hell of a collapse right now for that not to happen. I know A.J. Hinch is doing well in Detroit, but everything that has happened injury-wise to this team, Joe Espada is out of control. What is happening is what Clint just described. Are you 100% confident with Joe Espada? I had 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on that conversation. Are you there? Although, also coming up, as it is Monday, we will do our weekend's best, weekend's worst. You can text yours in as well. What was the weekend's best and what was your weekend's worst? All of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
As I said to some, Captain Joe is not Special Joe anymore. The question someone said is, could we do better than Joe? I mean, I think we got to be past that point of it at this point. The way that Joe has performed and what they clearly respond to him. And they clearly respond to him through injury. It doesn't seem to matter what other players come up. They seem like tonight, this damn Corona character is probably going to do well. Short, you probably expect for him to stay hot. Trammell will probably do something well tonight. That's what we see a lot of from this group. That's what they do. Are you there, Tyler? Are you 100% behind Joe Espada?
Right now in the moment, I think my answer is yes, and like, I don't know how you don't say yes, given the plethora of injuries you laid out last segment and how the Astros are dealing with injuries more so than anybody.
Well, there could be some people who think it's just happening. There are some people who I think still have the thought of, man, hell, any manager will be able to pull this off.
That's silly. That's just silly.
No, I don't believe that, Ron. I told you last year. I think any manager could pull that off. What we watched last year, to me, it wasn't something I sat back and was like, "Boy, they managing the hell out of this deal." That was just one. You dug a hole that your ass needs to get out of, and a couple of pitchers moved up and pitched well. This is a different animal here. This is this is young dude after young dude after no name after no experience dude making a difference in a tight ball game. You know, or a young guy that everybody's been waiting for a year, 2 years to come around and do something big. All of a sudden, they're absolutely raking, right? Yep. I mean, so yeah, there's no denying it anymore for me. Yeah. I think this is the kind of deal where, to your point, hey, this is as a manager, this is where the Joe Espada's the managers, the true managers, this is how they arrive, and I think Joe Espada's in the middle of it.
Yeah, my man Ray, I want to dig into this a little bit deeper at some point. I have no idea why, but it's tough for me to give him too much credit for all of this. I think there are some people that are there. I think there are some people that are in that space.
He's got to define too much, right? I mean, like to me, whether it's too much or just enough, the key is here. To me, it can't be denied. Like that is. To me, it can't be denied. I mean, we look up here, and whether you call him Trammell or Trammell is up there making a getting a great break on a ball and catching a ball in center field that killed an inning for the Dodgers. I mean,
he is pushing the buttons with these injuries. Right? There could be other moves made, other things done,
yeah,
and keeping the guys that he needs to keep getting going. Right. So, yep. Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right. It's Monday. We do weekends. Best weekends. Worst. You can text yours in as well. Message yours in on YouTube and Twitch as well. Clint, let's start with the best. Let's hear yours. What is your best from this weekend?
Well, we've already talked a little bit about it, and I typically like to kind of, you know, scan the sports world and pull something in from outside of Houston. But when it comes to the best, I don't know that there's a better sports story out there than what the Astros just did to the Dodgers. They absolutely kicked the dog out of the Dodgers in that first game, and then just continued the momentum moving forward. And they do it with lesser than. I mean, it just is what it is. What the Astros are doing this year. But I think of all that went good for the Astros this weekend, I think Lance McCullers in Game 1, where the Astros set the tone for the series, scored 18 runs in that game to crank it off. I think Lance McCullers going 6 innings. One earned run, giving up 4 hits. He did walk 4, but was able to get in and out of innings. I think that right there for me, Ron, is the best of the weekend because I just think it's good to see all of the Astros, Gusto pitching well. I don't know if Gusto's going to be around in the playoffs. It's good to see, you know, these young guys that are swinging the bat well at the top of the lineup and yada, yada, yada. Don't know that's what the lineup's going to look like come into the season and come playoffs. Lance McCullers, if he's pitching well, is going to be a huge part of the Astros in the playoffs. And so I got my weekend's best is not just the Astros. More specifically, it's Lance.
All right, I'll go with mine. My weekend's best is Houston, NRG Stadium. Yesterday, the final between USA and Mexico, the atmosphere was crazy. Damn it, I'll be honest, I wish I was there. We, me and my family, during dinner watched probably the last, I'd say 20, 30 minutes of it. I don't know I've ever seen that much extra time, but watched the last 20, 30 minutes of it, and you could just see, like, the intensity. The crowd was amazing. There's probably no better place to have Mexico versus the United States at anything than Houston, with how you could get fans of both countries together there, and it was a really, really fun atmosphere. And I ain't gonna lie to you, there's not a lot of times, fellas, that I'm thinking, man, I wish I was at that soccer match. Woo! I wish I was there. That felt like it. Like, I don't know what the World Cup is like. I'm sure John Lopez does. I don't know what the World Cup is like. But NRG, that was intense. And you could feel it from the crowd. That was so another great event here, sports event here in Houston yesterday. That it was a hell of an electric atmosphere. I'm like, I said, oh, they are here. I was like, damn, I wish we had gone to that.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good.
I did not. Again, I was out of pocket. I was up in the hill country. I missed that right there. But I do know that the USA team reaching the final right there is big, given that apparently it's a shell of what the team will be come World Cup time.
Man, and they were, it was close. They started off early and got the lead early, and then just a great header by Mexico to get it in, and they got the lead. I think it was like 70 minutes had gone by, so they got the lead there. And held on to it, but great atmosphere. Houston showed up again at another great sporting event, and it was spectacular. All right, weekend's best T-Mill. What's yours?
Mine's got to go to the Stro Goat, Jose Altuve, because whenever he travels west over to Dodger Stadium, he feels right at home, as he should. It's basically a historical landmark over there in L.A. at Dodger Stadium. For the city of Houston, because that's where, well, the first World Series was won in 2017. And Altuve just always picks right back up where he left off on that diamond over there in L.A. Altuve had three homers against the Dodgers, went to work.
Slid in a triple there, too.
Oh, it's Daddy Tuve for the Yanks and for Dodgers. And I'm sorry for you, but I love to see it. So Altuve is my weekend's best.
Not bad. All right, weekend's worst. I'm going to kick it. I'm going to start off weekend.
You got it.
Weekend's worse. It's a 4th of July weekend, and those people in Denver had to sit through Chicago White Sox versus the Colorado Rockies baseball over the weekend. And I don't know what kind of weed, what kind of drugs are being consumed.
Good ones.
48,000 came out on Friday to watch the Chicago White Sox and the Colorado Rockies, the two worst teams in baseball, play.
Chance to get a win.
And then another 47,300 came out on Saturday. And hell, I would have thought this would have been too many. 25,600 came out on Sunday. Sunday in Miami, it was Jim Leland Day who won them a World Series. They had just over 10 grand show up in Miami. What are all these people going to this damn game for between Chicago? Baby. Like, I mean, who are you going to see? Your home Rockies?
I mean, you are absolutely
48,000.
Chance to get to get you win. What did they do? Did they win? Did the Rockies win?
I know they lost 10-3 on that 47,000 one that Sunday, man. Or that Saturday they lost.
I mean, that's over 100,000 folks in.
Come on, man!
In 3 days in the door.
I mean, is it that? I mean, 4th of July, I mean, those two teams, man, I'm going somewhere to pop some fireworks myself. I ain't going to go watch the White Sox and the Devils.
Come on, man.
That is awful.
Maybe the last chance to see a win of the season.
I don't know what they are out there smoking. I really don't. Maybe they're drinking it. I don't know what they're doing. But that many people to come out to see those two teams play? Good God. What's your weekend's worst, Clint?
My weekend's worst is a Dallas Cowboy. A Dallas Cowboy. Their kick return wide receiver, Kevontae Turpin, is that right?
Yeah. He did that number on Jeff Okuda last year.
Yeah, he had a good game against the Texans. Here's the deal, man. He signed him a 3-year, $18 million deal in March. Time when looks like he's going to get a little run at wide receiver, a little more so than maybe in the past. Yeah, he was arrested for possession of marijuana and unlawfully carrying a weapon. I've got a problem with these kind of decisions with anybody, but when it's a guy that came up the hard way, a guy that had to go do something special in the UFL or the XFL or whatever, to get in the league, he gets in the league, he makes a name for himself, gets that big money contract, and then he's going to carelessly, flippantly just walk around with some or drive around with some Mary Jane in the console and a weapon just laying across the back seat. And not only that, Ron. My man was doing 97 miles an hour.
Yeah. He felt it. 97,000.
I mean, 97 miles an hour with some Mary Jane in the console and a gun in the back seat.
Feels right at home with the Cowboys.
It's on brand. It's on brand. There ain't no doubt about that. But damn, man, look at and if you want to carry a gun legally,
hey, dude, some coke, man.
Yeah, get pulled over the van full of it, not a couple of gummies in the console.
Come on, man, let's go. Go for it.
Yeah, look, I like the dude, man. He's a hell of a player, electric player, fun to watch. And I thought, hey, man, I like to see coming the hard way get your shot. Oh, in Dallas,
yeah.
shoot.
Well, the league might get him. The league might get him.
Well, I don't know how it's all going to come out in the wash. It was less than 2 ounces, so they ain't going to get him for that. The gun in the back seat apparently was wide open in the back seat. that they may get him for that right there. I bet they don't. I bet they get him for some bread.
Yeah.
I mean, unless it comes out he was doing something reckless and.
And I don't think he's a. This may be a first time.
To my knowledge.
Yeah, I don't know.
To my knowledge.
Yeah. All right, that's weekend's weekend's best, weekend's worst. What you got coming up at the 4, Clint?
Well, it's easy. Y'all, there's a new concept out there. There's a new sports entertainment concept out there that could potentially be coming to Houston. I don't know if y'all have heard about this, but it's absolutely ridiculous. I looked into it. I'm going to tell you all about it. And, you may even be able to check my old social media and get a video of what the hell I'm talking about. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.